So as we're sitting here and group is collecting up again, you can already just be gently connecting to the body. So just throughout the day, practicing some very gentle continuity. So the framework that I'd like to suggest for us to use to investigate the body today and some of tomorrow also is a schema that the Buddha had taught around breaking the body down into four essential elements, so four material elements. And this was kind of an ancient schema of understanding the body as comprised of earth, air, fire, and water. And you don't need to identify with this scientifically. Some of you who are scientists might be thinking, no, there's at least 90 elements now, 100 elements. But really what we're doing is practicing knowing the body in these different ways. So as I said last night in the talk, in our practice, we're learning a different way of knowing, a different way of knowing through awareness. And in this case, we'll be connecting with some different aspects of our experience in the body. So the solidity of the body, the fluidity of the body, the sense of movement in the body, a sense of temperature in the body. And through connecting to this, this is a way of inquiring into what is actually true about that which we think we are. So there's a Thai meditation master named Ajahn Mun who lived at the end of the 1800s and into the middle of the last century. And the main practice that he taught also was this direct awareness of the body. So he says, in your investigation of the world, never allow the mind to desert the body. You could say, never allow the attention to desert the body. Examine its nature, see the elements that comprise it, see the impermanence, see the suffering, see the selflessness of the body while sitting, standing, walking, or lying down. When its true nature is seen fully and lucidly by the heart, the wonders of the world will become clear. In this way, the purity of the mind can shine forth, timeless and delivered. So your investigation of the world, never allow the mind to desert the body. So that's what we'll be practicing here these next couple of days. So as we go through this, I'd like us to begin with this contemplation, this connection to the air element, which we've already done as we connect with the experience of breathing. So if we think about that which supports our life, and that was it, which is essential element of the body, it's hard to deny that the element of air is one of those things. So we experience the air element with every breath. And since we were born and we started breathing on our own, there has been a constant thread throughout our life, throughout our existence. So the breath can be considered in this way like our friend also. We can develop a relationship of friendship towards our breath because it's that which keeps us alive. So throughout all the changes in your life, throughout all the different jobs you've had, and apartments you've lived in, and cars you've driven, and outfits you've worn, haircuts you've had, through all of that, there's this constant thread, in some ways, like the thread that knits together your life like this. When you're awake, you can be aware when you're breathing. When you're asleep, the body continues to breathe. Even if there were periods of time in which you were unconscious, the body would continue to breathe. So it's really very defining of our life, this experience of breath, the experience of our interaction with the air element. So the air element is also our engagement with the sense of movement, a sense of, if you like to think of the elements as solid, liquid, and gas, it's like our engagement with the gaseous element of the world. And it's here where we're connected with our environment completely. So the quality of the air impacts our body because we're constantly swimming in that, taking that in, letting that go. So we can see the air element externally also. Today you can see that even in the windiness outside. You can see it in the environment, the movement of the air. You can see it or hear it even sometimes in the building. Like I can see the big breathing tubes of the building here coming from the ceiling. Yeah. So buildings breathe. You know, the environment breathes. And we ourselves breathe as part of all of this. So this air element is also considered in some ways the sense of supporting or kind of inflation. You could consider the act of breathing one of sort of inflating and deflating ourselves. And that inflation, it supports our uprightness. So our lungs are like these balloons, you know, constantly inflating, deflating like this. It also is a way in which we're connected to the environment because as all of us are breathing, we're sharing the same air. It's kind of like we're swimming in the same pond with each other. And then all of the trees and the plants are also breathing, but they're breathing the opposite to us. So we're breathing in, taking in the oxygen, expelling carbon dioxide, and then all the plants are doing the opposite. So they're respirating in harmony with us when we're in balance, where they're taking in carbon dioxide and expelling the oxygen. So we're all connected in this way with the air element. So our connection through direct experience of what it feels like to breathe is our connection with this way in which we're a part of everything. We're a part of the environment. We're not separate individuals. And we can feel the cause and effect too. So for example, if someone is smoking in our vicinity, you know, we end up impacted by that. We take in that through our breath. If we're in an area where the air is polluted, you know, we take that in. That impacts the body of all of us. So in some ways, the experience of breathing can show us the way in which our body is kind of this temporary designation for space. So the Buddha says, just as when a space is enclosed by timber and creepers, grass and clay, it comes to be termed a house. So in those days, that's what the house was made of. So too, when a space is enclosed by bones and sinews, flesh and skin, it comes to be termed material form, or the body. So now in modernity, we could say maybe, just as when a space is enclosed by cement and bamboo and metal and glass, then we'll call this space the building or meditation center. So similarly, when space happens to be enclosed here by sinews, flesh, skin, muscles, it's called the body. And then the body is breathing. So it's all happening within the same space. So we can sit and experience this air element, connect with the dimension of our breath, of our interaction with the environment. So just feeling wherever it's easiest to feel, whether it's in the belly, in the chest, at the nostrils, or even feeling the whole body breathing. Noticing how it happens on its own, by itself, without us having to force it or stress about it. So let's sit together just experiencing the breath, the air element, the wind, the space. So just connecting with the body breathing. And noticing in this way our continuous engagement with the environment. Our dependence on the air around us. So as you connect with the experience of breathing in this air element, it's possible to feel it in different ways. You can notice it at the nostrils or the mouth where the air is coming in. And in this way, we can tune in to this aspect of our connection with the environment. So it can break down our sense of internal and external, of what's me and not me. You can also tune into the experience of the air element as it moves through the throat, or the nasal passages, so as you tune into this dimension, you can feel the sense of movement that's part of our experience of life. The movement of air that's essential for our being. We can tune into the experience of breathing in the chest or the belly. So we can feel the expansion and contraction, the inflation and deflation. We can feel how our body is supported by the air. In the very center of our body, and sometimes we can have the experience of the whole body breathing. So just holding the entirety of the body in awareness and tuning in to the aspect of in-breath and out-breath. Sometimes can be felt all the way through the body. In places that you wouldn't expect to be able to feel the breath. you tune into the air element, you can hear it sometimes too. Sometimes you can hear yourself breathing, can hear others breathing, can hear the building breathing. Even mechanical objects in some ways. You can hear the airplanes exhaling. You can hear the trains exhaling as they whistle by. So we share this act of breathing with all living creatures, and maybe in some way even with the inanimate objects. So as we tune into the air element through the experience of breath, we're able to notice the three characteristics that are helpful for unlocking the way that we usually relate to life. So we can notice the impermanence of that which we call the body. The experience of breath is constantly changing. The sensations are changing. It's a sign of the aliveness and constant motion there is in that which we call the body. You can notice also how the body is breathing on its own. Seems to be just part of life. Some life force that we can't really call ourselves, that we don't own, that we don't control. can notice that there's some struggle if we try to control it. We can cause unnecessary stress in our relationship to that when we try to make it a certain way. And we can get a sense of the groundlessness in relationship to that which is always changing. If you like, you can stay connected even to the sense of breathing, even after the meditation period is officially over, because the body's still breathing. And you can notice if there's any difference, a sense of greater relaxation or not trying as hard. And sometimes it's helpful to notice, and sometimes that reveals a way in which we've been putting effort in an unnecessary way during the official meditation.